Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And wasn't that a phenomenal first segment?
It was wonderful. Very, very informative. And it just, as you said, it just flew.
It does. It's amazing. Because the information that these people who are coming on the show share with us is so important. And each speaker could be here for a half hour and do a half hour for an hour and a half, rather, because they have that much that knowledge to share. But most importantly, it's so important for the seniors. I'm going to give out Ron's number again, 516-466-4422. If you'd like to call his office and get on his email, it's a monthly newsletter, which I think makes sense because if you don't want it, you delete it. You get the information you want, but if he's putting the efforts into it, it makes sense. Now we're going to move to our second guest, which is Sari Flesch. And Sari is working with the town of North Hempstead, Project Independence, on a program that helps people re-enter the workforce. And I'm going to let Sari talk about her background because this is not something she decided to do a couple of weeks ago. Sari has a strong depth of knowledge in this area, and she is willing to share it with people, which is the most important thing, which is Project Independence at its best. And Sari, I thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. My name is Sari Flesch, and I'm an employment specialist. My background is I was employed by Nassau County Department of Senior Citizen Affairs for 21 years, and I coordinated a program for seniors helping them obtain employment. Looking for a job at any age can be stressful, but for a mature worker seeking employment, it can be challenging and discouraging. As many older workers know, age discrimination is prevalent, and age can be a deterrent in obtaining a job. In today's economy, many companies are relocating or merging with other firms, and the mature worker who has been laid off is determined to obtain employment. However, finding a job or making a career change can be very difficult. Mature job seekers sometimes, they don't know how much information they should include in their resume, and the job interview can be stressful.
Now, when you talk about the resume, somebody coming to your class, is that something you'll go over with them?
Yes. A resume is a selling document.
Okay.
And the opening statement on the resume must develop the reader's immediate interest and entice them to want to learn more about the applicant. In my class, what I do is I work with seniors to develop a resume that is current, not to go back, because the resume is a document which will address the specific benefits that the job seeker will bring to the potential employer. And many older workers think that their resume is a bio, and it's not. They have to know how to do that resume so that they can disguise their age, because there is age discrimination, and it is a deterrent for that older worker to find new work.
Okay, let me just go for a second. You're creating a resume, I just need this understood, to disguise your age.
Yes.
But then you're going to go in for an interview. And then it's going to be like, oh, I didn't know this?
No, that's what I do with my workshop. We go over resumes, how to prepare a resume, how to develop your interviewing skills so that when you come and meet that interviewer, he is enticed by your resume that he read to want to continue seeing if you are a good match with his company. It's also the job seeker's opportunity to develop a rapport with that employer so that there is a match. Also, what we do is we concentrate on interviewing skills and job search techniques. And I invite anyone who is 60 and over to come to our workshop. The Department of Services for the Aging will present a free employment workshop for mature workers age 60 and over who are seeking to re-enter the job market. The workshop will be held at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury on Monday, May 9th, 2016 at 10 a.m.
Okay. Anne, did you have a question?
Yeah, I may be dating myself, but at my period of time when I was using resumes, I would write an objective of what kind of position I was trying to seek.
Okay.
And then there would be, let's say, a series of points that would focus on my accomplishments, things I can do for an organization. And then they ask for experience, and generally they're looking for what year to what year, your education. How do you work around those years when I graduated from Hofstra quite a while ago, and how, help, what do we do?
Well, first of all, your resume should not go back more than 15 years. It should only list the last job that you had, and you work backwards. The resume is no longer telling the reader about your experience. We don't stress experience. What we stress are accomplishments and results, because today the employer wants to know, what's in it for me? If I hire you, what's the interest on my investment? What do I get out of it? So the job seeker has to project themselves as someone not of age, but who has the ability and the skills and the accomplishments from his previous job that he brings to this new potential employer. And the way to do this is on the resume, you list right up on top your accomplishments and what you can do for this new employer.
But that's your accomplishments, not just in the last 15 years, because many people, your accomplishments occurred maybe up to 65, and then you took a break, and now 10 years later, you say, you know, I'm going to go back to work. So you do have to go, you know, go back to your accomplishments when you were 50 and you became the vice president of marketing and you created a new theme song, etc.
Yes, but you list your accomplishments not as far as age or years are concerned. As you just mentioned, you don't put down the year that you graduated from school. You do put down that you have a degree from the college and where the college is located. If you went to college, you don't list your high school. If you didn't go to college, then you just list your high school and not the years. Because the years are not important. What's important is what you bring to this new company. And the way you do it is by stressing what your results are and what makes you better than your competitors who are seeking this particular job.
When you put a resume together, do you use like keywords in the beginning as far as the accomplishments, like lead a group, manage a team?
Yes, absolutely. You use words that are action words in the past tense to show what you have done. Because remember, the resume is not a biography. It's an advertisement. And what is it advertising? It's advertising your skills, your accomplishments that you will bring to this potential employer.
Okay. So, correct me if I'm wrong. I like what you're saying. So it's really more like a story about yourself. Am I right? I mean, you're not like a typical from here to here age, I did this. You're turning around saying today, Sari, and I've accomplished this and I've done this and I went to college. You're not saying when, to XYZ, to Hofstra. And then I worked for a time in Nassau County, et cetera. And I have a passion for this and I have been organizing. So it's really like a couple of paragraphs.
It's not a couple of paragraphs.
Okay.
Today, the job seeker must address the specific benefits that they bring to the potential employer. Because in today's economy, this means a short personal brand statement that clearly summarizes who the job seeker is, their biggest strength, and the primary benefit that the candidate brings to the employer.
Okay.
Because you don't want to put a 2-3 page resume in front of that reader. All he wants to know is, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to increase my profits? How are you going to make my business more effective? And the way to do it is, it's an advertisement. Remember, your resume has to entice that reader to want to meet with you. So when he reads your resume, he doesn't know how old you are. Well, you're 25, 35, 55. He doesn't know, because you only have gone back 15 years to show what you have done at your previous job. You bring those skills with you to this new employer, and you talk about your skills.
There's a movie called The Intern, and I'm going to assume that you have seen that movie with Robert De Niro, where he is looking for a position in a relatively young organization. Do you have to be a little touchy-feely on this resume, in that you don't want to come on like a steamroller, in that you're older, they're younger, because your boss can be a lot younger than you?
Yes, your boss can be a lot younger than you, but as I said, your resume has to only highlight what that ad read, what that employer advertised that he wants. So there are key words in that advertisement, and you take those key words and you put it into your resume. When you come to discuss your background with this potential employer, that's what you're going to do, is to talk about those key words. So when you talk about, well, I'm much younger than you, how would you feel to work with an older worker? The young person who is the manager can always teach the older worker. And the older worker has to emphasize, I'm open to learning.
Okay. Terrific. Actually, this is very, very enlightening. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.